In the beautiful little village of Melekilt by the sea, there once lived peacefully a happy couple and their family by the name of Ramesay and her husband Tikkun. The peacefulness of the village did not last long, however, when one day Ramesay gave birth to a baby boy. This was all well and good, but the baby was very noisy and cried loudly almost all of the time. One night, when the moon was full, Ramesay was preparing dinner over her inside fireplace when the baby once again began its usual fit of screaming and crying. Ramesay felt she was unable to cook among all this din, so she called to her oldest child and said, "Please take the baby outside with you until supper is ready." The child did as her mother asked her, and still the baby cried on. The oldest child did her best to pacify the baby to stop its crying, and while gazing at the moon, she began to croon, "Moon, moon, come down and take the baby." Lo and behold, as she said this, the moon dipped down to the Orosongel, the stone platform which surrounded the old-time Palawan homes, and said, "I'll take the baby." The child was so frightened by this that she called for her mother. As Ramesay ran out of the house, she could hardly believe what she saw and heard. She pleaded with the moon, "Moon, wait, please wait until I can talk to my husband, Tikkun." When she found her husband and explained that the moon wanted to take their baby, they both agreed that all three of them would go to the moon. While they were getting ready for their trip, they decided that they would leave all of their belongings behind them. All that is but their favorite lime tree, the kirker, which is an old tree that they treasured, for it had borne such luscious fruit for many years. As they prepared to leave, their many friends, who were very surprised by all that had happened, gathered to say their sad farewells. As they said goodbye to Tikkun, Ramesay, the baby, and the lime tree, they began to sing a dervishil chant. "Adidil, we long for Tikkun and his wife, who will be living on the moon, talking to their neighbors, the stars that follow the moon. Aeong, aeong." And sorrowfully they repeated the chant. "Adidil, we long for Tikkun and his wife, who are living on the moon, talking to their neighbors, the stars that follow the moon. Aeong, aeong." And to this day, at full moon, when the sun is setting and the moon is rising, you can still see Tikkun, Ramesay, the baby, and their favorite lime tree.